Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt.
5, 4.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. It's relationship rehab. Other people's problems, your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
If you have a suggestion where you can help us out, 321-0931. We would love to hear from you with your advice. We got an email a couple of days ago from a lady named Samantha, and here's what she said. Hey, Marco and Krista, absolutely love you guys to death. You are my favorite radio show here in Madison.
That's nice.
Called in for relationship rehab sometimes, but now I need some help. Here's the deal. I refuse to wear a bra anymore. It's a recent life choice I made, and I couldn't be happier. No more tight underwire bras for me. No thank you. Now, I do find it a little empowering to do this, but it's more of a comfort thing for me. My husband was obviously cool with it. He said, hey, quote, easier access. Just like a guy. My daughter is being especially awesome about the whole thing. She doesn't get why I should be in pain just because other people say I should wear bras. Given all of this, you would think that it's not causing any kind of problems, and you would be wrong. There's a group of parents who are try to be super involved in our schools and local community. I'm one of them. I volunteer at the PTA and I do work with the youth center. Now, some of the parents seem to have a problem with my new life decision. They say it's weird. It's weird because both men and women say I need to wear a bra because it's either immoral or distracting to the kids. They're trying to stop me from being involved, and that is really making me mad. I don't know what to do. I want to be part of the community. I don't want a bunch of busybodies judging me what I wear under my shirt. Do you have any advice? Is there anybody listening right now that has gone through something like this? So that's a big deal right now. There's a lot of women out there that they don't want to wear a bra, and that's fine. Yeah, it's great. I mean, that's your choice to do whatever you want to do. When it starts affecting your life, though, then you have to make decisions on those things. Now, should other people tell you what to do? No, but they're listen, your life is filled with people that want to tell you what is good for you, what you should be doing, how you should act. I mean, there's a lot of judgy people out there.
Called parents.
Yeah, or just people that are nosy.
Yeah, but these particular group of people, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of them. Obviously, they're the ones with the problem, and it's not her problem. And I would think the only time where I would maybe think, you know what, maybe I should wear a bra is when a child themselves says something to a teacher.
Yeah.
Then it might be a little like, well, maybe that, you know, I should do that. But obviously it sounds like they're doing a good job as far as teaching, and these people just should mind their own business.
Yeah.
Don't look if you don't like it.
Unfortunately, they're not minding their own business, which is why she has a problem.
They need to get a life then.
Let's get to Nadia this morning. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning.
Hey, girl. Thanks for calling us. So what do you think? Samantha has recently foregone the bra, which is awesome, but now people, men and women alike, at her PTA meetings and other meetings with the youth, are saying you can't do that.
Okay, it's not really TMI, but as a child, I've seen a lot of parents go braless or wear those bras that don't have wires on them.
Right.
And I was that child, like, what is she wearing? I'm like, oh, she's not wearing a bra. Or, no, that's one of those weird bras that don't hold your boobies up. But anyways, pretty much, does it really matter? There's a lot of hippie parents that take their kids to school and they don't have bras on. Why aren't they being judged? Do we have to, like, wear, like, hippie shirts? Be like, oh, we don't like bras. You know, we're going to go nude. No, everyone's entitled to what they're comfortable in. You don't see them doing something that they're not comfortable doing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a very good point. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
If she doesn't like it, she can always go to the booklet and be like, where does it say I can't wear my bra?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not in the manual, if there's one, for sure. Thanks for chiming in. She's actually listening right now to your advice, so we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, have a good one.
Yeah, you too, hon. Bye-bye. That's good advice. The thing is, though, I mean, I guess work, I never really found an answer. Work could tell you that you have to wear a bra, right?
If the boss has something to say about the way you dress, then that's different. But
yeah.
I really could care less what some other parents have to say about the way I look.
Sure.
I'm happy, and that's all that matters.
Yep. All right, let's get to Kevin this morning. What's up, Kevin?
Hey.
Hi.
So what do you think here? Samantha's part of the Free the Nipple campaign, not wearing the bra, which is an awesome decision for her, but now other parents are starting to talk, even men and women saying she needs to wear a bra, especially when she's around the kids at the local community center. What do you think?
So, Liz, I think it's great. I don't see what the problem is. I think more women shouldn't go around not wearing bras. It's better for me. I mean, I think it's great. Free them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're all about it. You're like, man, you'd be the campaign chairman of Free the Nipple.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, what guy, you know, this is a typical guy. All right, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
The only problem with wearing a bra, though, as us women know, is gravity will take a hold of those suckers and droop them down to the floor.
What did that one girl say? And sag?
Yes,
brag now,
brag
sag later?
brag and sag.
Well, you know what? Yeah, but that is your choice as a female. Mm-hmm. But here's where it becomes not your choice. I mean, it's always your choice, but there's always consequences to what you do. You have the absolute right to not do that. But if people are running the PTA or the school community and they are the ones that set the rules, they can tell you, hey, you can't do that. Or they can say, hey, why don't you not show up anymore? Because they have that right too. If they're
isn't it more important with what I do and how I affect the children as far as in a positive attitude than the way I look?
I think so. But you know, some people are judgy. Let's get to Marissa this morning. Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
Hey, so what do you think here? She doesn't want to wear a bra. Now men and women alike are saying it's immoral or distracting. What do you think?
I think that she has a choice to decide whether or not she wants to wear one, but hopefully they're not, like, really big and it's real noticeable because that could be a problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's working around a youth center, and let me tell you something. I was a 15-year-old boy once, so, I mean, I know that I would be distracted if that were going on, but that's, you know, whatever. That's human nature.
Yeah, you don't want them, like, hanging down to your stomach and you're just out there, you know, around the kids. But, you know.
Yeah, they get in the way, man. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling, Mom. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yep, that's why we do relationship rehab. It's a good talking point to get around and hear everybody's opinion. Let's get to Margie this morning. Hey, Margie.
Hey, kind of with the same things you said. I mean, there was a time and point of life that I didn't have to wear a bra. But now I do. It's uncomfortable, so you find comfortable bras. I mean, at the end of the day, it is your choice. But if they look really bad, you probably should find a different source.
If they look really bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you never know, really, actually, you know, at the end of the day.
Sometimes that's just very unattractive and sometimes very indecent to see. So it depends. In my opinion.
All right. See, this is good. Well, she's listening right now for our advice, so thank you very much for calling.
No problem.
Right, we got a Facebook message from Cass Marie. She said, some guys free ball, some girls free boo.
Hey.
Very
to
true,
each
girl.
His own. Hey, what's up? Is this Beck?
This is.
So what do you think here? She is part of the Free the Nipple campaign where she doesn't wear a bra. That's great, but now it's kind of affecting, you know, from some other parents. What do you think?
So I have a really hard time with this issue because it makes me really mad. I myself am not somebody who can join this campaign because it just, one, it's not comfortable to me, and two, it's just dangerous. But I do work with somebody who doesn't like to wear bras, which is fine because it's not offensive. But that you're coming into the territory where it's like, when did it become okay to tell a woman what she can and cannot do with her body?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for me, I was in a controlling relationship, and the first thing I did after I got out was I chopped 14 inches off my hair because he told me what I couldn't do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You never.
You're just gonna piss somebody off even more by telling them that they can't do it.
Right.
She has every right to do whatever the heck she wants with her body. If she doesn't want to wear a bra, fine, don't wear a bra. If she doesn't want to wear underwear, fine, don't wear underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys can walk around all day with their balls hitting their legs. Why can't a woman walk around with her boobs?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Stomachs and butt cracks all day long.
Yeah, no, I mean,
Mm-hmm. I mean, that can be offensive to some people. No one wants to see that in gym shorts.
Uh-uh. Yeah. No, that's never a good thing.
Put them away.
No.
That's never a good thing.
Wear some underpants.
All right. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Welcome.
Yep. No, we love your opinion. Yeah. So there you go. It's Relationship Rehab.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. And now is the time to feel good about your life. Guess what, Madison? You're doing this whole life thing the way it's supposed to be done. Do you know why?
Why?
Because at least you're not. A 27-year-old woman named Christina Riviera. No, Christina started texting her ex-boyfriend named Ronald about a booty call. Now, Ronald never responded. So about 5 o'clock after 9 or 10 text messages, she said, you know what? I'm going to go over to Ron's place anyway because we need to get it on. Unfortunately for old Christina, when she walked into his bedroom, she saw Ron with another woman. Turns out he moved on to a new girlfriend, a woman named Julie. Christina was so upset, she started punching Julie in the face, even threw some hot tea on her.
Come on, it's not her fault.
When you're throwing hot tea on somebody, they're just
like teabag, yeah.
Yeah, teabagged. Anyway, she was arrested for felony burglary and assault and battery.
Oh, burglary even.
Breaking in the house to try to get some booty. Mm-hmm. Come on.
I just figured that was trespassing.
Oh, yeah. I guess once you open the door, you're a burglar.
Okay.
Feel good about yourself because at least you're not a 45-year-old woman named Rachel Mitchell of Westerville, Ohio. Now, Rachel was at the hospital earlier this week. Why? Well, she told the nurse that she bought some crack from a friend, but after she smoked it, she felt like spiders were inside of her. So she was pretty sure her friend did not sell her a crack rock, but a spider egg.
Gross.
Now, I guess it didn't cross her mind that just maybe feeling imaginary bugs on your skin could be a side effect of smoking crack. Anyway, she gave her second crack rock to the nurse so she could test it for spiders. Now, the nurse did what any normal person on this earth would do. She took the rock and she called the police. But here's the funny part. Rachel was actually super excited the police were there because she figured they were helping to get to the bottom of the spider or crack dilemma. She thought they were on a case to try to figure out what she was smoking.
Very good.
They weren't. They took the crack to their lab. There's no word on what the test showed, whether it was a spider egg or crack. Regardless, she was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Not good. Don't call the police, especially when you have crack rocks. Come on. Hey, y'all, feel good about yourself because at least you're not a 28-year-old guy named Jonathan Hinkle of Cocoa Beach, Florida. Now, John called 911 the other day and said his grandmother was in trouble. He said she called him and she needed help because she was having a stroke in the Hooters parking lot. Now, he was going to try to get there as fast as he could, but he was thinking a cop could pick him up and get him there faster. So that's why he called 911 for a ride.
It makes sense.
Anyway, if you're wondering why his grandma was at Hooters, hold that thought, because police did arrive at his house, and they did say, your grandmother's having a, let's get over there. So they took him over there, and they tried to track down his grandmother. Guess what?
What?
Grandmother was not at Hooters.
Oh, geez.
They finally tracked her down and found out she hadn't had a stroke. She never called Jonathan for help. She never went to Hooters. Turns out he just wanted a ride to Hooters and thought he would do all this to get that ride. The police arrested him for misusing 911 and gave him a ride down to the police station. And they also charged him $222 for wasted manpower charges. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Manpower charges?
But apparently it is.
Manning that hot vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Feel good about yourself because at least you're not a 43-year-old guy named Ronald Doobie? Ronald Doobie.
I like it. Doobie. Works.
Anyway, old Ron was wanted in the New Hampshire Police Department for an outstanding warrant for Grand Theft Auto. They couldn't find him, so he had his picture posted everywhere, and he was featured on the U.S. Marshals Fugitive of the Week.
Oh, he's popular.
Yeah. I mean, he was on TV.
Yeah.
Now, when you're running from the law, you would think you would want to lay low. But Ronald, well, he disagrees. He went to a bar in North Clemsfield, Massachusetts, and he entered their karaoke contest. Now, he was doing pretty good because he came back for several different rounds of singing.
Mm.
Here's the crazy part. While he was on stage singing, a patron looked at him, then looked at the TV screen. And what was on the TV screen? Well, the U.S. Marshals Fugitive of the Week. It happened to be the guy singing karaoke.
Oh, yay!
So not only was he singing on stage, he was on TV. The person said, that's weird, called the number that was on the hotline, and guess what? Police showed up and arrested poor Ronald. I don't know if it was before or after the song.
Poor guy.
The police report does say this. He was singing Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On. So I'm sure if he sings that in jail, it'll be fine. He should just amend that to the remix, My Heart Will Go On to Jail, because that's where he went.
The boys will like him in jail.
Oh, they'll like him.
Especially when he serenades them.
He'll be the king of the world.
Queen of the world.
If it needs something hot,
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.